This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. It's tough to be a school nurse right now. Concerns about COVID dominate their days. This year, all students are back in the classroom, so there's almost no physical distancing. That's even though the highly contagious Delta variant continues to spread. We've spoken with two school nurses in Massachusetts to hear about the challenges they face every day.
My name's Catherine Hampson. I'm the supervisor of health services for the North Middlesex Regional School District, which includes Townsend, Pepperell, and Ashby. And we have about 3,000 students.
Hampson is also the school nurse at a preschool in Townsend. And we heard from a school nurse in a very different type of district.
My name is Linda Cahill. I'm the nursing supervisor for Brockton Public Schools. We have a census of 15,000 students in 23 schools.
Cahill and Hampson say they're seeing more students testing positive for COVID than they did last school year. That's the case in many districts. The state says there's also more testing going on than last school year. Catherine Hampson in Townsend says she doesn't think the current situation is sustainable for her and for the other nurses she supervises.
At this point in the year, they're already exhausted. They're already working 10 and 12 hour days, some of them, to try and keep up on all of the work. And they're already feeling very overwhelmed, stressed. At one of our elementary schools, they had two positive cases that resulted in 32 close contacts. Out of those 32 close contacts, like 28 would do test and stay every morning. And so the two nurses would be expected to test the 28 students and staff members on entry to school before they could go to work and go to their classroom.
Okay, so and the test and stay is testing a student
who is not
vaccinated. And if that student is negative, the determination is made that the student can stay in school and get rapid tests every day?
Yeah, so the students who are unvaccinated, they can choose to stay in school during their quarantine period if they're a close contact, and they have to test negative every single morning. Outside of school, they need to be quarantining and following the traditional quarantine at home.
And Linda, I want to get to you in Brockton in just a second, but what is it like to have to be administering these tests or supervising the administration of the tests, making determinations about whether or not a kid can stay in class on top of everything else that you have to do? And maybe you can tell us what some of those other things are.
So the other things that we typically do, taking care of diabetic patients, medications, seeing students who are sick on a daily basis. Now, any student that comes in sick needs to be seen by the nurse, and she needs to do an assessment and decide, are these symptoms COVID-like? Does this student need to go home and be tested? So there's all of that going with it. And right now, what have we got? We've got seasonal allergies. So everybody has a runny nose, congested, a cough.
How are you making it work?
We are shuffling around staff. I started a preschool, so we start a little bit later. So the schools that are testing earlier, I go to first. I help them there do their testing. And then I come to my school to cover my school for the day.
And so what goes by the wayside?
The time to get to know my kids. I miss the opportunity to sit in my office and read a book with a student that's waiting for a parent to come pick them up. I miss the chance to sit with parents and console them if that's what they need, or teach them about a new health condition their child might have, because so much of the day is consumed with COVID.
Linda Cahill, in the Brockton Public Schools, I wonder how much of Catherine's story there resembles your story, even though you have a lot more students. What's it like to do your job on a daily basis?
So it's difficult. My day starts with checking the COVID cases and letting the nurses know where those cases are so they can make sure the kids aren't in school. And if they are, they need to go home, and then identifying close contacts as well. So it's a lot busier, and we're trying to get more help. We've added some positions, but they still aren't hired yet. So it's hit the ground running every day, and the nurses are really stretched out very thin.
So, Linda, what would you want people to know, including parents, that would make your job as a nursing supervisor for a major school system easier right now? What would it be?
My message to the parents is, if your child is sick, please stay home. And if you are awaiting a test for COVID, do not send the child to school until you get that test result back.
Is that happening? People are, maybe the tests are taking too long?
People are sending their kids. They're sending their kids to school waiting a test, and then the test turns out positive. So then they infect more children when they come to school.
Actually, I would have to agree with Linda. If your child is sick, please keep them home and call your school nurse. I would also add to that, please remember that we are following protocols. While I know a lot of parents are frustrated and all of us are very tired of this, we just need to remember to be kind to one another and as edifying as possible throughout all of this.
What do you mean by that? I mean, I know it's not pablum. You're not just saying we should all be nice. What are you experiencing?
No, I just see an increasing number of people who are, their frustration and their anger over a lot of different things related to COVID has escalated to the point where it spills over in how they treat and talk with others. This week alone, I've dealt with several parents whose frustration has left them yelling at me and my nurses.
Are parents frustrated because they don't know what to do, because they are asked to keep their kids at home? What's the root of it?
There's probably multiple roots, honestly, but I think it's some frustrations with belief systems and a lot of false resources out there have led parents to believe that COVID is not real, we do not need to mask, we should not be quarantining. Many people have missed a lot of work over the last year and a half, and now you're telling them they have to be out of work again. So I just have noticed overall less kindness and understanding this year than we encountered last year. And I guess I would just encourage people to just take a deep breath and talk with us.
We wish you the very best through the school year. I hope things get better for you soon and hope you both stay healthy. Catherine Hampson, school nurse and supervisor of health services in the North Middlesex Regional School District that includes Townsend, Pepperell, and Ashby, and Linda Cahill, nursing supervisor in Brockton Public Schools. Thanks for making time for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.